Shalom aleichem rabbosai, shalom from Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh. Be'ezer Hashem Yisborach, we are continuing on to the third part of the first topic of Parshas Korach, by the Aliyah of Chamishi, Perek Yud Zayin, Posuk Te Zayin. Vayedaber Adonai el Moshe lemor, daber el b'nei Yisrael, v'kach me'itom. Mate, leveis of meis kol nesiehem leveis avisom shneim asol matois ishes shemoi tichtoiv al mateihu. And Hashem spoke to Moshe to tell Bnei Yisrael, take from Am Yisrael a stick from each shevet from their nesiim, a total of 12 sticks, and on each of the sticks you should write the name of one nasi of each shevet. Ve'ein shem Aaron tichtoiv al matei Levi ki matei echod l'roish beis avoisom. And on the stick of Shevet Levi, you should write Aaron's name. I will ask, Shevet Levi is comprised of two families, Kohanim and Levim. Maybe they should get two sticks? Says the Torah, no. After all, they're one Shevet, and therefore they get only one stick. Says Rashi, ki matei echod, af al pi shechilaktim l'shtei mishpochois. Mishpachas kuno levad, ulevio levad, mikol mokoim, shevet echod hu. Posuk yutez, ve'inachtom ve'oihel mo'ed, lifnei hoidus, asher ivoid lochem shomo. And Hashem tells Moshe he should place it in the oil mo'ed, in front of the oroin, which in it is the luchos ha'edus, the place where I meet you over there.
And
the man that I will choose, his stick will blossom, and then I will be vashikoisi meolai. Vashikoisi means to settle, to quiet down. I will settle and quiet down the complaints of Bnei Yisrael that they're complaining against you. Says Rashi, Vashi Koisi, where else do we find this root to mean to quiet down, to settle? Referring to the waters of the Mabul. When they started going back down into the ground, they were settled, they quieted down. Or another example, V'chamas HaMelech Shachocho, Achashverosh's wrath, his anger subsided.
Posuk chofale, vayidaber Moshe el bnei Yisrael, vayitenu elov kol nesiehem, matel nosi echod, levei savisom, shnei mosom matois, umatei aharoin, mesoich matoisom.
And Moshe told the bnei Yisrael, and they did as they were told. Each of the nesim gave a stick, a total of 12 sticks, and he put Aharon's stick in the middle of all the sticks. Says Rashi, "B'sirich matoisa menicha be'emtza." Why? Shelo yomru, they shouldn't say later on, "Mipnei she'nicha b'tzad hashchina poroch," because he put Aaron's stick closer to the oroin. Therefore, that's why it caused it to blossom. Says Moshe, "No, we'll do a fair test. We'll put Aaron's stick in the middle."
Posuk chobeis vayanach Moshe es amatoit lifnei Adonai be'oihel hoedus,
and Moshe placed the sticks in front of Hashem in the oihel hoedus.
And
on the next day, Moshe Rabbeinu comes to the Oil Eidus, and what does he see? That the stick of Aaron, namely the stick of Shevet Levi, was Porach, blossomed. And then what happened? Let's first understand what happens in a fruit tree. First, a blossom comes out, a little flower. When the flower falls off, then the bud comes out. That's the little baby fruit peeking out. And then eventually, when it grows enough, you're able to tell what fruit this is. So the first thing is Moshe Rabbeinu comes in and he sees that the stick of Aaron blossomed. There are flowers all over. And then as he's taking it out, the flower fell. Vayotze tzitz, the bud comes out. And as he's doing that, it immediately grew big enough that he was able to see the finished product. He was able to see that this is almonds. In other words, a doubleness. First of all, this is a stick. It's not attached to the ground, and it's growing flowers and budding fruits. And the secondness, it happened so quickly. He tucks it out, and it already blossomed, and immediately it buds, and it grows big enough that he could see that it's almonds. That's one shot in the pasuk.
A second pshat, the Ritva, in Yuma, Dafnun Beis, on the Beis, brings down, he says, that Moshe Rabbeinu took out the stick, and different places of the stick had the different stages of the fruit growing. In one part of the stick, it had the flowers. In another part of the stick, it had the buds. And another part of the stick, it had the finished product, big enough that you could see that it is shkedim, it was almonds. Says Rashi, v'yotze perach k'mashmoy, it blossomed. Tzitz hi chanot asapri. When the bud comes out, k'sheperach noifel, when the flower falls. V'yigmol shkedim, k'shehu k'rapri. V'yigmol means that it's big enough that you could recognize what it is. What did you see? Hu k'arshein shkedim. You were able to tell that this is almonds. Loshen v'yigdal ha'yeled v'yigomal. V'yigomal means when it becomes big enough. The loshen zemotzi b'pri ha'ilon, you find this loshen of v'yigomel, often by fruit trees, k'moi u'boiser goimel yihye nitzo. Frek Rashi v'lo moshkedim, out of all fruits, why were almonds picked as a sign? Says Rashi, u'apri ha'mamar la'afriach mekol ha'peiros. The almond tree is the first tree to start blossoming. So to somebody who contests the kahuna, his punishment will come quickly. As we find, he was not a kohen, he brought keturis, and before he left the Beis HaMikdash already, he got tzoras. That's how quick it happened. V'targumoy v'chofis shigdin. Targum translates v'yigmel shkedim v'chofis shigdin, which means kimin eshkoil shkedim. It was a cluster of almonds, yachad kfusim zel ze, interconnected one with another. Pozuk chav dalet v'yotze Moshe es kol ha'matoyis milifnei Adonai el kol b'nei Yisrael v'yiru v'yikru ish matehu. And Moshe Rabbeinu takes out all the sticks from before Hashem and brings it to B'nai Soilish. In each they all saw, and each Nosi took their stick. If it were up to me, I would put this Aliyah of Shishi two Psukim later after Posuk Chavov, because we're still in the middle of the story of the sticks. Posuk Chav Hei, Vayomer Adonai El Moshe Hoshe Ves Matei Aharon Elifnei Hoidus למשמרס לאויס לבני מרי וסחל תלו נויסום מעולי ולא ימוסו. Says Hashem to Moshe, return Aaron's stick in front of the Oren Eidus. It should be safe kept over there as a sign for the rebellious people, those who ever think to rebel, to contest against the kahuna. And by doing this, that will finish off, that will end the complaining, their complaining against me, and they won't die. Says Rashi, Uschal Tlunoisam, Kemoi Vesikle Tlunoisam. Rashi's making sure you don't make a mistake. You could have read the Pasuk, Uschal Tlunoisam, this is a commandment to Moshe Rabbeinu. You, Moshe Rabbeinu, will get rid of their complaints. Says Rashi, it's not what it means. Uschal is not in the second person. To Moshe Rabbeinu, you will. Rather, it's in the third person. And their complaining will finish. Aye, now Rashi is bothered by a question. If that's the case, if Uschal means Vesichle, then that's a Loshen Yochid. And Lachayra Telunoi Som is Loshen Rabim. It should have said Vesichle no Telunoi Som, but Loshen Rabim, says Rashi, no. Because Telunoi Som is also a Loshen Yochid. Loshen ze shem mifal yochid loshen nekevo kimoi tlunosam, similar to the word tlunosam. What is the difference between tlunosam and tlunosam? Says Rashi. V'yesh chiluk bein tlunosam letlunosam. Tlunosam is tluno achas, one complaint. Tlunosam is shem dovo b'loshen yochid. It's the noun of complaining, but complaining is also loshen yochid. V'afilim tlunos halbe. Complaining could include many complaints, but the word tlunoisam, complaining, is loshen yochid. Therefore, it says v'sichle and not v'sichle no. Parenthetically, how would you say tlunois b'loshen rabim, many complaints? That would be tlunoisei hem, but tlunoisam is complaining. Lemishmeres lois lezikorin, as a remembrance. Shebochalti ba'aron hakoyen, or shebo'arat aron likoyen. V'lo yiloinu, or v'lo yalinu, oy dala kahuna, they shouldn't complain or get others to complain and contest the kahuna. פסוק חובו, ויעש מוישה כאשר ציבו, אדוינו יויסוי, כנוסו.
And Moshe did exactly as Hashem commanded, namely he took Aaron's stick and put it back in front of the Aaron. And as I mentioned, if it were up to me, I would have put the Ali of Shishi over here. This is where we end the story of the sticks. Now we move on to a semi-new topic. Am Yisrael now has a valid taina. Up until now, they were just complaining. Now Am Yisrael has a serious question, and if we ask a serious question, you get a serious answer.
פסוק חוב זין, ויאמרו בני ישראל אל משה לאמור, הן גובענו, עבדנו, כולנו עבדנו.
Says בני ישראל to Moshe, we have a real problem. We're going to all end up dying. And what is their fear?
פסוק חוב חס, כל הקורב, הקורב, אל משכן אדוני ימוס, האם תמנו לגבויה.
On the one hand, we all have a right to enter the chotzer of the oil moyed. But if anybody gets closer than that, namely goes into the Mishkan, he's chayav misa. Are we doomed to die?
Says Rashi, kol ha-koriv ha-koriv, einon yucholim li-oizir mekach. It's too much for us to be careful about this. Because kolonu rashoim li-konet l-chatzar oil moyed. But ve'echot shi-yakriv atzmoy yoyser mechaveirov, ve'ikones l-toich oil moyed yomus.
Are our lives hefker to die? It's unclear to me how this taina comes in over here in regard after the story of Korach. L'chorach, that was not the issue of Korach. Korach contested the Kohuna and contested the Levim. How did this come in all of a sudden? And especially, L'chora, this problem was already predicted and solved by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Above in Parshas Bamidbar, and again in Parshas Ba'alo Yischa, the Levim were given a job. It's their job to make sure Am Yisrael doesn't get too close. So, two questions. Where does this taina come in now? And second of all, L'chora, we have a solution for this. Ein yodea.
פסוק א', ויאמר אדוני אל אהרן אתו, ובונך ובאיש אביך איתך. תישאו את אבוין המקדוש, ואתה ובונך איתך, תישאו את אבוין כהונתכם.
Although if we take the pasuk literally, it says Hashem spoke to Aaron, Rashi tells us Hashem told Moshe to tell Aaron that you, Aaron, and your children, Elozov Isomo, Ubeis Avicho, the family of your father, namely, all of the Bnei Kehos, together with you, you're in charge of guarding the Zorim, the Yisraelim, from the Averois of getting close, too close to the Kelim HaMekudoshim. That's the job of the Bnei Kehos, to make sure that the Zorim don't get close. And Vatov, Onecho Yitoch, you, Aaron, and your two sons, Elozov Isomo, namely only the Kohanim. It is your job, you're going to carry the avoin of the kohuna, make sure that the levim don't get close to the avoida that's reserved only to the kohanim.
Says Rashi, v'emer Hashem el Aaron, l'moy she'omar she'yem el Aaron, la'zuri al takonas Yisrael she'likom sal ha-migdosh.
They should make sure that Yisrael should not enter the migdosh.
Ato v'onecho v'yisavicho, that's heim b'nei kehos, avi amro.
It's upon you the punishment of the Zorim sheyechteu beiske advorim amekudoshim amusurim lochem. And what are the dvorim amekudoshim? Who are your oil veha'oroin veha'shul chonuch la'akodesh? Atem teishvu ve'tazhiru et kol hazor aboliga. It's your job to warn them not to get close, not to touch.
Ve'atov v'onecho kohanim only.
And what's with the rest of the families of the Levim? Namely, Bnei Gershon and Bnei Merori. What's their job? Posuk Beis.
V'gam esachecho matei Levi, shevet ovicho akrevi toch, v'ilov olecho v'shor esucho, v'atov onecho itoch.
And the rest of the Levim, the Shevet of your father, namely Bnei Gershon and Bnei Merari, bring them close. They'll also escort you and they will service you, namely to safeguard that the Yisraelim don't enter where they're not supposed to enter. and you, Aaron, and your children, namely Kohanim only, you are meant to stand in front of the oil of Eidus and safeguard that nobody enters that's not supposed to enter. Says Rashi, V'gam es achecho b'nei gil shunim nei merori, v'ilovu alecho v'ischambru aleichem. Connect to you, lehazir gam mehem es azorim v'nizkar v'aleim. They also should warn the Israelim not getting out to get close. V'shorosucho b'shmiras ha-shorim, guarding the gates, ulamalech b'em gizborin v'amalkelin, the people that are the treasurers. Pozuk dale, pozuk gimo, v'shomeru mishmartecho mishmeres kol ho'oihel, אחל כלי הקוידש ולמזבח לא יקרובו ולא ימוסו גם הם גם אתם. And they should help you guard what you're supposed to guard and to guard the Mishkan, but they may not get close to the כלי הקוידש and המזבח, lest they die, them and you, for not making sure that the Levim don't get close. So either this is referring to Bnei Gershon and Bnei Merori only, because the Bnei Kehos are allowed to be yikrovu to the Klei HaKodesh El HaMizbeach, it's the Bnei Kehos' job to carry them. Or this is referring to Bnei Kehos also, because true, they're allowed to carry those kelim, but they can't do avoida. Either way. Pozuk dalet v'nilvu olecho v'shomeru es mishmeres oyhel moyed elochoy lavidas oyhel v'zor lo yikrav aleichem. And the Levim should join forces with you, and they should guard the guarding of the oil moyed for all the avoid and the oil to make sure that the zor non kohanim don't get close. Says Rashi, "V'zor lo yikrav aleichem, eschem ani mazir al kach." I'm warning you to warn the zorim, the bnei Yisrael, not to get close. Tell them that this is not their place. Posuk hei ushmaltem, eis mishmeres hakoidesh, veis mishmeres hamizbeach, v'lo yehiye oin ketzef al bnei Yisrael. And you should guard the guarding of the koidesh, of the mishkan, and the guarding of the mizbeach, which is outside the mishkan, in order that there should be no more ketzef al bnei Yisrael, as we saw above. When people don't keep their boundaries, there's ketzef, there's an anger from Hashem. Says Rashi, "V'lo yek oid ketzef k'mo yisho yokvar shenema abov ki yotzo haketzef." Pozuk vov avani hinei lokach tiyes achichem alviyim mitoyu b'nei Yisrael lochem matono nesunim ladoinoi la'avoid es avoidas oihel moyed. And I have taken your brothers, the Levim, from among b'nei Yisrael, and I give them as a gift to you. The Kohanim, of course, not to do your private job. They're not your slaves now. Rather, Lashem, to do the job of Hashem, namely, to do the Avoid and the Oil Moed, to guard that the Levim, that the Yisraelim shouldn't come in, and to be the treasurers, and to guard the gates. Says Rashi, Lochem Matonon Asunim, Yochoy Lavoidaschem Shel Hedyoit, as a private servant? No. Tamulim al Hashem. Kamo Yishom Mefuret Lamalo, Lishmar Mishmeres, Gizborin, Vamarkelin. Pozuk zayin evato uvonecho itecho tishmeru es kounatschem lechol devar amizbeyach ulumi beis laporoiches va'avantem avoidas matono etein es kounatschem va'azora koreiv yumos. And you, Aaron HaKohen, and your children, Elozovi Somor, you have to guard the kahuna for all the avoida of the mizbeach, and truly what's inside the poroiches, only Kohanim could do that avoida. Levim, you have to make sure that they don't get close. Avoidas matono, this avoida that you're doing in the mishkan, consider it as a gift from me to you. It's a gift, it's a zchus that you have to do the avoida in the mishkan. That's your kahuna. V'azor ha-korev yumos. A non-kohen that gets close to do the avoida is going to be chayov miso. Says Rashi, Avodas Matono, b'matono nesati olochem, this is given to you as a gift. Ad kan, the first topic of Parshas Korach, started with Machlokes Korach v'Adosoi, continued on to the simen of the Matois, the Mata Aaron, and on to this last topic, Lechoira, some type of repetition of the Levim protecting Am Yisrael from getting close, even though we saw it already above. In Bamidbar and Ba'alo Yisrael, we see it again over here. For some reason, the Torah repeats it, I'm not sure why.